In the talk today, we're going to share some thoughts and ideas about a new movement that is developing in our country, a movement that is beginning to answer a lot of questions about dysfunctional families. The movement has been titled Adult Children of Alcoholics. But in the talk today, what I'd like to do is change that a little bit and develop my talk around dysfunctional families. For I feel that the principles and the concepts of this disease affect all families that are dysfunctional. And in looking at this disease, we can then begin to look at the recovery process for it. It's interesting, but it begins to answer a lot of questions. Unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is that people begin to look at their sense of being dysfunctional and look at it in a negative way. We have to learn that if we really look at the principles I'm going to share with you today, then almost the majority of us are dysfunctional. And maybe that's okay, because it teaches us that from the sense of being dysfunctional, we develop a positive concept of being functional. And so we have to learn recovery and the recovery process and not get stuck in being in the old ways that we were. Unfortunately, also, very many of the principles I'm going to share with you today are principles that were tried and true for years, that people just accepted. The old phrase of grin and bear it and just kind of survive. For adult children are survivors. There are people that just survive and live life and then die. And it's sad. So when we talk about the adult child of the dysfunctional family, we're talking about an individual who is an adult physically, but as far as the emotional and spiritual aspect of the individual, they are children. They have developed in their lives norms, things that they consider to be normal, that were based and set up in them at the time they were little children. And yet in becoming adults, they still function and operate under the norms of their childhood. So in reality, what has happened to most of us as adult children is we basically never grew up. We spent our life living as little boys and little girls and just functioning in our adult world, being a little boy and a little girl. As a result, we basically developed our lives around a fantasy and around a fairy tale and not around reality. Recovery means to get in touch with reality, and recovery means to develop a good sense of reality. So now let me take a few minutes and explain the concept of this disease and how it works. Again, whenever I talk about the disease of addiction or any area of addiction, especially this area of the adult child, we talk about it from three perspectives: the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. Anything that is dysfunctional in our life attacks us in all three ways. For the adult child is attacked in these three ways because this child normally comes from a home that did not function in a normal, positive way. In a home that did not have a good physical, emotional, and spiritual foundation. And so as a result, everything this child did was to learn systems that developed something for them that was negative. It means growing up in a negative lifestyle and then thinking that lifestyle is normal and never realizing your potential, your beauty, and the positive person within. Very many of these children come from alcoholic and drug-addicted families, but many more of them come from families that simply operate in areas of all types of dysfunctionality. Very many of these families are people that appear on the surface to be happily married, to be pillars of the community, to be working in very positive ways externally. But what we have to look at is the internal and what happens to people in the internal. So again, what I would like to do in this talk is begin by defining the concept of addiction for the adult child as it is for all people in addiction. The concept of addiction I define is that an addicted person is anyone who lives in fear, guilt, or dependency. In taking that definition and applying it to the adult child is one who has grown up living around fear, developed a sense of guilt, and became dependent on the individuals, the circumstances, and the institutions that create that fear and create that guilt. As a result, the adult child, very basically, is a scared person. But the ironical part of it is they don't know they're scared and they don't know they're guilty. They just live in it as it becomes normal for them. So we look at that definition, we realize